You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 59. It's a shame. Nothing like still catching up. All the things in my life, personal emails included. Sheesh. Well, over a month later, you're getting episode 59. Hey, better late than never. It's already spring here, so both the calendar and current weather conditions are saying that it's got rain. We had a little rain yesterday. There will be a late snow. Trust me on this one. There is every single spring. And with that, let's start the news. Brian Williams, NBC Nightly News anchor, is suspended without pay for 6 months. So thanks to a story that Brian told about being in a helicopter that went down in Iraq and telling it multiple times on national TV appearances, like on David Letterman was one of the most prominent ones, NBC decided to make Brian's few days off the air that Brian was taking himself off the air voluntarily even longer. The head of NBC News was sad in announcing this, but felt it was the proper steps to take. While fabricating news stories is common over on the Fox News Channel, yeah, I don't see anyone stepping down over there, NBC felt they didn't want to paint themselves into a starting corner, you know, like, okay, are we trying to compete with Fox News? Probably not. So, anyway, Lester Holt, a longtime NBC News guy, has taken over for Brian Williams during his unpaid leave of 6 months. The other option would have been to fire Mr. Williams, which, given his long tenure at the news desk, and given he doesn't have a regular history of changing the stories or fabricating the stories, that just wasn't an option. So it's kind of sad. I respect Brian Williams. I don't have any disrespect for him. People change the stories a lot. Things happen. They're not any sort of wrongdoing per se, but people expect honesty in the news. You know, unless of course you're watching Fox News Channel, which they've already painted themselves as that. You know, there's nothing fair and balanced. Maybe fabricated and bloated, you know, if you want. So I welcome Brian's return. It might be before 6 months, who knows. But, I think things will be different. I think NBC has, kept their head high on this whole thing with as far as news goes and everything like that. So, I think it'll be good. Jon Stewart announces he's leaving The Daily Show later this year. So there's no date set. So on the satirical side of the news, Jon Stewart, as the host who takes real news and finds the humor and the hypocrisy, announced he was leaving in a sad but very emotional ending back in early February. So he's been with The Daily Show since 1999. He took a leave of absence in 2013 to film Rosewater, the documentary. The show has pretty close to 3 million viewers per episode. He will be hard to replace. Any of you that watched Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, I mean, even if you've only watched it just a few times, he's good, and his team is good. I mean, previously John Oliver left to do his show on HBO. There's Samantha Bee just left, who is part of the show. I mean, Steve Carell has been part of The Daily Show. So, I mean, there's been a lot of heavy hitters, A-listers, if you will, that have been on the show. It's very prominent, Jon Stewart's delivery on being ultra-critical of news stories is great. I mean, he came from a stand-up comedy background. So, comedy is his first love and first forte. So, but, he's done well. He built this show into an avenue for people to get current news with the proper broadcast that they deserve. Honesty and boldness is what the other media outlets lack. I mean, I don't watch mainstream, I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. I don't watch Fox News, obviously. I get my news from The Daily Show and PBS, So, and sometimes NPR as well, too. But regardless, Jon Stewart, he's given us a great run. I wish him best in what comes next for his career, and who knows, I mean, you know, I'm sure maybe once in a while he'll find himself, you know, making a rare appearance on The Daily Show, whoever takes over. The show has spawned so many other people. I mean, it's, you know, Larry, I can't think of his name offhand. He has a new show now, which he used to be on The Daily Show. So, So Jon Stewart, thank you. Thank you for the years of taking news and making it watchable. And I wish you all the best. Van Halen is releasing their first ever live album with David Lee Roth. Wait, wasn't there another live Van Halen album? Yes, there was, but with Sammy Hagar. I think it was called Live Without a Net, released back during Sammy Hagar's tenure with Van Halen. So for some, this is going to be the first time people are hearing David Lee Roth live. And there's been some of the people that have heard a couple of the songs are just like, is that what he really sounds like? You know, I mean, they're used to hearing him in the studio with, you know, heavy production and everything. So I saw Van Halen live back in 1982 and know that Dave's vocals are different live than they are in the studio. I mean, he's good. He has a great range. I mean, he's older now, you know, I mean, but he can still sing very well. I mean, he recently joined Dave Grohl on stage for Dave Grohl's birthday, I believe it was, at the Forum in Los Angeles. And, I think he's good. So, you know, it's different, you know, than what you're used to hearing, but he is good. He knows what he's doing. So, Dave's got a great range, like I said. He's, if you have Spotify, you can hear a few of the songs that that they put out. The album does come out March 31st. So the production quality for a live album, it's pretty decent. Plus, this is also another first here, that Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen's kid, who's the official bass player for Van Halen, he gets to visit Japan for the first time. So, wow. That's according to David Lee Roth, you know, in one of the song openers that from the live show here. So, David Lee Roth's no stranger to Japan. I think he actually lives there now. So if you are a hardcore Van Halen fan, like I am, you will have to go pick up this album. Like I said, comes out March 31st. There's not going to be any Sammy songs on it. So the live album with Sammy did have Ain't Talking About Love and Panama and Jump, I think, and a couple other ones. You know, Sammy was okay with doing Dave songs. Dave does not play Sammy songs, so don't expect any Sammy songs here on this album. Out March 31st. Go pick it up. This week's rant: religious liberty is just another way to support legalized discrimination. So here's how it works. Gay people are in the process of gaining rights for things like marriage. Religious people that think that this is against their religious beliefs are wanting to codify discrimination into law by refusing to issue a marriage license when it's legal in their state, or refuse service to any gay person or same-sex couple. They also want the ability to use any and all reasons to shun gays in society. Under the mantra or statement, it's against my religion, this is such a ruse on many levels. States trying to protect religions by having to support anything gay. Oh, boo-hoo, Good God, you guys did this with black people. So, please stop. This is religion. And plus, a lot of people. So, there are people that think that gay is a choice. Guess what? Religion is a choice, too. It's a protected choice. And that choice is used a lot when it comes to not wanting to deal with other people's rights and ability to make a living or rent a decent home or apartment or walk out in public without dealing with the shame and being judged. You want to be religious? That's fine. But don't force your religious beliefs on society and expect a pass at excluding others you feel are quote-unquote sinners. Against my religion. Bullshit statement, and it's most of the time it's just used as an excuse to deny people that you don't like or don't want as part of your society. Get over yourselves. That subject just angers me on so many levels. I did a blog post over on Banal Leakage on this a couple weeks back. If you get a chance, go read it. I go into a little more detail than I do here on the podcast. This week's shameless plug, Faith No More releases a new album, Soul Invicticus, on May 19th. Ooh, I'm actually getting this out way before the album comes out. So you guys have at least a couple more months to plan for this. So this is the first new album by the band in 18 years. Wow. It really has been that long since their last album, Album of the Year, came out. So their last hit song on that album, Album of the Year, was called Last Cup of Sorrow. The band quit a year later and reformed back in 2009. So in fall of 2014, the band announced they were working on a new album. So far, they've released two singles, Motherfucker and Superhero. Both songs have that trademark Faith No More sound to them, but I tend to like the tempo and pace of Superhero over Motherfucker. As for the other eight songs on the album, we're going to have to wait until May 19th, 2015, when it's officially released, unless they decide between now and then to release another single. So I've been a fan of this band since their 1987 album, The Real Thing, which was their true breakout. Angel Dust still gets regular track-by-track listens out of me on my iPod. Killer album. If you have never heard anything off Angel Dust, oh my God, pretty incredible album. So I've seen the band live, and they do put on a killer show. So I can't wait for the new album and the chance to see them live again. So go listen. If you're like Faith No More, I think I've heard of them. Trust me, go YouTube or Spotify or if you do have one of their albums, dig it up. Go listen. It's pretty incredible stuff. I can't wait for this new album. I doubt they're ever going to play Utah live again. They're pretty big now, bigger than life in some ways, in my opinion. But go check them out. So adding just a little bit here to the end before I end this podcast. I apologize to my listeners. I don't know how many there are of you. I can't imagine there's that many. But I know, my faithful listeners, do have lapses in hearing new episodes. I really am trying to catch up here. I keep talking about it and I don't. It is a sore spot for me because I love doing these things. I love podcasting. I love blogging. I love making videos. And, I've let a lot of things in my life get in the way. So just want you to know that, I'm still here. I'm still trying to work on stuff. Every day it racks my brain that I have not been able to podcast properly, and on time. And I'm trying to get back to every Sunday schedule. On occasion I might have to do a Friday or a Monday or sometimes a Saturday, but I'd like to get back on schedule. So thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for being patient with me and waiting for these episodes. I'm catching. I know these are older stories, so appreciate you go, oh, really? That was a long time ago. Yeah, it was. But it's all part of me getting caught up and trying to get to where I am at a place that I can start being regular and current podcast again. So thank you. Shameful religious people, want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.